You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Odyssey Station. It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and clean. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my local 728 drivers in the transportation industry and the film industry as well. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, the Braves, let's go. They snapped their 5-game losing streak. They scored some runs in the first inning. That's what we like to see. But at this point, you know, I just need to see the consistency. At this point, consistency is key for me. But we talked about it yesterday, and we'll talk about it more here in about 18 minutes' time. But hopefully getting that win yesterday against the Orioles, maybe getting some life, snapping out of that skid that they were in, and now you're about to take on a Tampa Bay Rays team that's been struggling at home, a Detroit Tigers team that's been struggling at home. Then you do, I believe, play the Yankees after that, but then you play the Cardinals, and then you play the Pirates. I believe two teams that, again, have been struggling. So you close out this month with some easier opponents besides the Yankees. And hopefully they can take advantage of that. And hopefully this win yesterday against the Baltimore Orioles 6-3 can help springboard that. So we'll see. But like what I saw yesterday, Braves get the win 6-3 again, snap their five-game losing streak. We'll talk more about it in 17 minutes. Well, also, you already know what's going down in 540 because we do it every single Friday here on the Hometown Take, Grillin' Dylan. So we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Anything you want to talk about? The Braves snapping their five-game losing streak. You want to talk about the Falcons, who we're going to talk about here in a couple of minutes. They finally get their punishment handed down to them for tampering, and we cool with that. People try to make it sound like it was going to be something bad. People tried to make it sound like we was going to lose a first or second round pick. We good what we got because what we did was no big deal from the jump. Point blank, period. But if you want to talk about that, again, we're about to get into that here deeper in a couple of minutes. But if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. Music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about, we'll do that when we get to Grillin' Dylan at 5:40, so about 36 minutes from now. But let's get back into it. As I just told you, the Falcons, they get their decision from the NFL, and while they aren't losing a first, second, third, or fourth round pick, they are losing a 2025 fifth round pick, and also, a lot of fines being handed down. The team overall fined, what, $250,000. General manager Terry Fontenot himself fined $50,000. So, full story here. The Falcons yesterday, when the news came down, docked a fifth-round pick in 2025. As I just told you, fined $250,000. For violating the NFL's anti-tampering policy related to free agent signings, while the league did clear the Eagles of tampering while signing running back Saquon Barkley this offseason. So they found no, after further investigation when it comes to the Eagles, they found that there wasn't sufficient enough evidence to get them of anything, basically. So Eagles come out scotch-free after their investigation, but the Falcons, apparently they found violations for the Falcons were a result of, quote, improper contact with three players prior to their official unrestricted free agency period, quarterback Kirk Cousins, wide receiver Darnell Mooney, and tight end Charlie Warner. And in addition to the penalties, the NFL fined Falcons general manager, as I told you a little bit ago, $50,000. So again, look, all right, we'll take it at this point. And the Falcons kind of said this yesterday as well. They're just glad this thing is over. And I'm glad this thing is over too. We don't have to wonder about it anymore. We don't have to worry about it anymore. It's like, all right, cool. Fifth round pick. Even though you hate to lose a fifth round pick, obviously you hate to lose any draft pick. Fifth round pick is very light. And, you know, $250,000 fine, while that's a lot of money to me and you, and I'm sure that's still a good chunk of change to Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank, he can pay the $250,000. Terry Fontenot, he can pay the $50,000. I even wondered yesterday, will Arthur Blank pay Terry Fontenot's fine too? If you put it all together, it's $300,000. Well, Arthur Blank just shot the $300,000 to cover the team's fine, Terry Fontenot's fine, and be like, you know what? I got y'all. Let's move on. Let's get some dubs this season. Because I can definitely see Arthur Blank doing that with the type of guy he is. But I'm happy it's over. I'm sure you are happy it's over as well. So to dig a little deeper and get into more of the quotes that came out during the investigation and the story that came out on ESPN, one of the quotes that came out, and this is from the NFL that they said in a statement, they said, while the policy permits clubs to engage and negotiate all aspects of an NFL player contract with the certified agent of any prospective unrestricted free agent during the two-day negotiating period. Any direct contact between the player and an employee or representative of the club is prohibited. That, again, is what the NFL said in the statement. This includes discussion of travel arrangements or other logistical matters which the club acknowledges took place with regard to these three players. So you know what it sounds like happened? What I heard what happened with Kirk Cousins is he was talking to one of the Falcons trainers about scheduling as far as training goes, rehab goes, things of that nature. So that was the Kirk Cousins side of it. And what I'm guessing, I obviously don't know this for sure, but what I'm guessing happened with the Darnell Mooney and Charlie Warner side of it, they probably talked to whoever is in charge of, you know, getting them a flight to Atlanta to officially sign their contract and do the press conference and all that. They probably talked to that person a little too early. And that's after reading that quote from the NFL statement, that's what I feel like happened. And again, while it's technically against the rules, it's stupid. They're making it, the deal's done. They're making arrangements to get the guys to Atlanta, for goodness sakes. It's not that deep. But you know what? Again, it's against the rules, and I'm at least glad the NFL treated it punishment-wise like it wasn't that deep. A fifth-round pick, couple of fines, bada-boom, bada-bing, we're done. So, again, happy it's over. Glad nothing big-time came out of this, and I'm happy that we can just move on and we don't have to worry about, oh, how is this going to impact the Atlanta Falcons' future? How, you know, it's not going to impact the Falcons in any sort of way, really. Again, you hate to lose a fifth-round pick, but at the end of the day, we're fine. The Falcons are fine. They'll be fine. They'll move past this, and it'll be all good. And like I told you earlier, just to finish off the Eagles side of it, says here, and again, the story from ESPN, the NFL did not discover sufficient evidence to support a finding that the anti-tampering policy was violated by the Eagles in the lead-up to signing Saquon Barkley. So, Eagles came out scot-free. Falcons, just a little slap on the wrist. That's all it was. Because, again, it wasn't that big of a crime to begin with. It's not like the Falcons were talking to Kirk Cousins right after he got injured and he was still under contract and still with the Vikings, and it was during the season. It wasn't like that at all. It's not like the Falcons saw Kirk Cousins got hurt and thought to themselves, oh snap, you know what, Kirk Cousins getting hurt, Vikings might try to draft a quarterback, Kirk might end up being available, he's a free agent this year, well, he might want to come over here, and he might not want to deal with a young QB coming to Minnesota. Let's call up Kirk right now. It was nothing like that. Nothing like that at all. Had nothing with any of the players. With Darnell Mooney, with Charlie Warner, never had anything to do with actually negotiating and, negotiating too early as far as contract terms go and deals go. It was logistical stuff, it seems like, for pretty much each guy. It was something to do with, again, flight arrangements, or maybe in Kirk Cousins' case, again, training, rehab, things of that nature. So, at the end of the day, happy it's over, and happy the Falcons can move past this. Happy Arthur Blank, Terry Fontenot, and Raheem Morris, and the whole Falcons team, Kirk Cousins, Darnell Mooney, Charlie Warner, happy the whole team, the whole franchise can move past this. The whole front office can move past this, because, again, it wasn't a, super dark cloud, but it was an elephant in the room. I don't know if it was the biggest elephant in the room or biggest elephant in any sort of room, but it was a little bit of an elephant in the room. And now that's out of the way. It's over. And everybody can move on. So happy that it's only a fifth-round pick. And, again, a $250,000 fine for the franchise in whole, the Falcons for themselves, and a $50,000 fine for Terry Fontenot, himself, which, again, maybe Arthur Blank ends up paying. So we'll see. Real quick, I do want to get to this, and we'll probably do some other NFL headlines later, but I do want to get to this one that does have to do with a little bit of the does have to do with the Falcons a little bit, because Calais Campbell, he is signing with the Miami Dolphins. So not calling it quits. He's going to keep it going, and he's going to do what? I think this is going to be his 17th year in the NFL, signing with the Miami Dolphins. And look, you're happy for Calais. You wish Calais, and I wish Calais, would have elected to return to the Falcons. But look, the Dolphins definitely, with the moves they've made, signing Odell Beckham Jr., obviously they got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle as well. They got a pretty good defense, and then, you know, they're going to need some help defensively as well. Jalen Phillips getting hurt, and Calais just saw that as a better fit, I guess, over the Falcons. So, look, thank you, Calais Campbell, for contributing the year and bringing the leadership that you did for the one season that you were here in Atlanta. I appreciate you, and I'm sure it goes without saying that everybody in the ATL appreciates what Calais did his short time here in Atlanta. Obviously, a former Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner, 6-time Pro Bowler, I believe, as well. And just, again, the ultimate pro Calais Campbell is. So, hate to see him not be on the team this upcoming season, but it is going to be cool to continue to see Calais Campbell play. He's going to be back in the AFC, and he's going to be on the Miami Dolphins. And look, that should be a pretty good team offensively and defensively. So, look, while we're going to be a good team too, I can't blame Calais at all for joining the Dolphins. And look, at least he went somewhere in the AFC. I don't think we play the Dolphins this year. And, you know, the only way we would see the Dolphins is if we meet up in the Super Bowl, which, you know, if that happens, then it is what it is. But other than that, cool to see Calais continue with his long career and very good career too. So happy for Calais on that front. But we'll get into some more NFL headlines probably a little bit later, maybe right before we get into Grillin' Dillon. But when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, the Braves, they snapped that losing streak, baby. Phillies also lost yesterday too, so they gained some ground on the Phillies, snapped their losing streak. And maybe, just maybe, that offense got some life sparked into it yesterday. We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and shiny this morning. All my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx workers, airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So, the Braves, they get it done yesterday. They win 6-3, snap their 5-game losing streak, and look, it was another really, really good outing from Reynaldo Lopez, and the Braves offense got kicking early. I mean, it's a good recipe for success. So Braves win it 6-3. Let's talk about Reynaldo Lopez before we get to the offense first and foremost, because Reynaldo Lopez continues to have a great, great season, and he now has the MLB lead in ERA. He is now at a 1.69 ERA, and there was a point yesterday where he retired 14 consecutive batters. And by the way, the Braves also stopped their 5-game losing streak, but also stopped the Orioles' 6-game winning streak. So broke 2 streaks yesterday. The Braves did, but Reynaldo Lopez, official stat line, 6 innings pitched, only gives up 2 hits, and they were 2 singles. He only gives up 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. That tied a season high for him as well, and so he moves on to 4-2 on the year. Only blemish yesterday was Pierce Johnson gave up a 3-run home run. Only blemish for the Braves pitching staff yesterday. Otherwise, they were just about perfect. Joe Jimenez bounced back. He had a good outing. He only gave up a hit in his inning of work. Raisel Iglesias only gives up a hit in his inning of work, in his one inning of work as well. So, look, Braves pitching did what they needed to do again, and really again. They've been doing what they needed to do all year. You know, I have been frustrated with guys like Aaron Bummer. Really, that's the only guy I've actually been frustrated with this season. But they did what they had to do yesterday. And the Braves' bats, most importantly, did what they had to do yesterday. 12 hits for the Braves yesterday. And that was their most since June 1st. So, again, hopefully it's a sign of life. I'm not ready to call it a sign of life yet because I need to see the consistency. I need to see more of it. But it was good to see, and it was a breath of fresh air for us Braves fans yesterday. So As I told you, Marcelo Zuna got things going early for the Braves. He got the run started early as Michael Harris singled to right to lead things off. Ozzie Albies doubled to left. Runners were on second and third. Nobody out. And a big bear. Wasn't a big fly, but it was all. It was a nice double to right field that scored Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris. So that got the Braves on the board early, and that was really all Reynaldo Lopez would need at least. Wasn't all the Braves needed, though. So top of the fourth inning, Adam Duvall starts things off by singling to left field. Jared Kelnick then struck out. Orlando Arcia flat out to right, but then Michael Harris grounded into a fielder's choice. It was a productive out. Adam Duvall was safe at second, and because it was an error by the shortstop, and then Ozzie Albies singles to left. That came that error came up big because Ozzie Albies singled to left. Duvall was able to score. Michael Harris then goes to third because he was safe as well on the error. So that was good for the Bravos. It would be 3-0 until the top of the sixth inning, and then Adam Duvall gets another hit. He singles to left field again. Jared Kelnick would ground into a fielder's choice, though, but Adam Duvall would be out at second. But then Orlando Arcia hits a nice double to left. Jared Kelnick turns on the Jets, shows off the wheels. He scores from first base. That makes it 4-0 Braves. It would stay 4-0 until the bottom of the seventh, and then that's when the Orioles hit their 3-run home run. Put the Braves, put some pressure on the Braves there in the late innings. But Matt Olson comes up big. Michael Harris comes up big as well because Michael Harris, he was safe at first on an error by Orioles first baseman. Then Ozzie Albies doubles to left. Michael Harris makes it to third. Even though Marcelo Zuna then grounds out, Harris scores on a wild pitch. Ozzie Albies goes to third on that wild pitch, and then Matt Olson doubles to right. Ozzie Albies scores, and that would be the sixth run for the Braves. That would be all she wrote. So, look, they take advantage of some mistakes by the Orioles, but they also get some timely hitting, which was, again, a sight for sore eyes for Braves fans, and they get the win 6-3. So it was a good win. They were able to manufacture some runs, get some big hits, and, look, like we talked about a little bit towards the beginning of the show, you just hope that this can be a springboard for the Braves as they're going to take on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight, who are 33-36 right now, and they've been struggling this season as well, and you just hope the Braves can take advantage of that, and you hope, as far as just tonight goes, the Braves can take advantage of having Chris Sale on the mound, and they really, the Braves offense really need to score like 12 runs for Chris Sale tonight, because if you remember, Chris Sale's last outing, he was good. He goes 7 innings, only gives up 2 earned runs, and ends up getting the loss. So they need to make it up to Chris Sale a little bit tonight. They need to score 12 runs for that man. However many runs it takes, they need to score for Chris Sale in order for him to get the victory. But it will be Chris Sale on the mound. Zach Littell is going to be on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays. Chris Sale, if you don't know, I'm going to go ahead and let you know. 8-2 on the year. He's been lights out as well. 3.01 ERA, 0.94 whip in 74 2/3 innings pitch. Zach Littell for the Rays, 2-4 this year, 3.63 ERA, 1.29 whip in 74 1/3 innings. So should be a solid matchup, but I do think it's definitely one the Braves can win and can get the dub. So hopefully they can get the dub tonight. Hopefully they can look. What the Braves really need to do, what it's really crucial that the Braves do here to close out this month, as we are just about halfway through the month of June, it's really, really crucial that the Braves at least win this series against the Rays, win the next series at home, by the way, against the Tigers. So they're at home for the next 6 games. There's a 6-game homestand coming up for the Braves that starts tonight. 3 against the Rays, you need to take 2 out of 3. 3 against the Tigers, you need to take 2 out of 3. It would be nice if they could take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees in New York. But, again, Yankees are playing well. And, look, if you could take 2 out of 3 against the Rays and then the Tigers, then maybe, depending on how they win those ball games, we're talking about, okay, this Braves team's maybe kicking it back into gear. Maybe they can, take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. And look, even if they don't kick it into gear, the Braves are liable to go off at any point, and they're still such a good team with good players. They could take 2 out of 3 with the Yankees. But, you know, the confidence level, we'll see where it's at after we get through the 6-game homestand with the Rays and the Tigers, excuse me. But then you got 3 against the Yankees. We'll cross that bridge when we get there on a week from today, June 21st. But then you got 3 against the Cardinals on the road in St. Louis. Cardinals at 33-34. You should win that series. Then you got a makeup day against the White Sox. White Sox are 18-52. You should win that game. And then you got 3 at home against the Pirates to close out the month of June. You should win that one as well. So you need to win out of your last what? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series in the game left. You should win that game, and you should win at least 4 out of those 5 series. If the Braves can do that, then we'll be cooking with some real gas then. And we can talk about this Braves team, you know, maybe being back in the form that we thought they would be in, even after they lost Ronald Acuña Jr. and Spencer Strider. So hopefully that can happen for the Braves. And hopefully, again, yesterday's win, they can use it as a little bit of a springboard. But I'm not getting too excited. I'm not getting ahead of myself. None of that. Because I need to see it consistently. Because, again, we've seen the Braves score 9 runs this season. We've seen them score 7 runs this season. We've seen them score runs. But we just haven't seen it consistently. And that's been the problem for the Braves all season long. We've seen them consistently score 1 or 2 runs a game. Or no runs. But we haven't seen them score a high volume number of runs consistently in like back-to-back games. And that's the next step for the Braves, being able to put together at least 4 to 5 runs a game consistently. And if they can start doing that, then this team is going to really, you can really start saying this team is back. They're back cooking with gas. They're back feeling good, and they're out of this rut that they've been in for what, kind of since the season started, to be honest. So we'll see how the Braves fare, but they are back at it tonight. Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves. As I told you, Zach Littell on the mound for the Rays. Braves back at home for the next 6 games, 3 against the Rays, 3 against the Tigers, and hopefully they need to take 2 out of 3against both the Rays and the Tigers. So we'll see if they can do that. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, you know what time it is. It's time for you to call me up, 404-726-0929. We do it every single Friday at 540. We call it Grillin' Dillin'. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to talk about the Braves? Do you feel like they're maybe starting to get back on track? Did yesterday show you anything that made you believe they're getting back on track? Or do you need to see more? You want to talk about the Falcons and the punishment they were handed down, losing the 2025 fifth-round pick, $250,000 fine for the team, $50,000 fine for Terry Fontenot? You want to talk about that? You want to talk about anything sports-related, music, movies, life? Don't matter. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, next here on Grillin' Dillin'. Call me up, 404-726-0929. Again, that number is 404-726-0929 to get in the game. Grillin' Dillin' is next, taking and answering all the questions you may have right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my People already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there. Appreciate you. Help keeping the people's pearly white this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers as well, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, UPS drivers, UPS workers, early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I'm going to do one quick NFL headline for you because we already talked about Calais Campbell deciding he's going to sign with the Miami Dolphins. I do need to tell you that another QB done got paid, y'all. Trevor Lawrence has agreed to a five-year, $275 million deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's what a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter yesterday. Contract includes $200 million guaranteed, including $142 million at signing. That is what the source told Schefter. Lawrence received a $37.5 million signing bonus, a source told ESPN as well. The $55 million average salary in Lawrence's deal ties him with the Bengals' Joe Burrow for the top mark in that category in the NFL. Lawrence becomes the sixth quarterback to have an annual salary above $50 million. Jared Goff has $53 million, gets $53 million a year. Chargers' Justin Herbert gets $52.5 million per year. Lamar Jackson gets $52 million per year. The Eagles' Jalen Hurts get $51 million per year. And other quarterbacks who average salary tops $50 million is, of course, Patrick Mahomes, who just won his third Super Bowl. He's the next highest paid quarterback at – he's actually doesn't hit $50 million. He's going to get his deal reworked, though, so he can get to that $50 million. But he's at $46.339 million per year. Lawrence's new contract also makes him the ninth quarterback with $100 million or more fully guaranteed, joining Deshaun Watson with the Browns, Joe Burrow with the Bengals, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, Jared Goff with the Lions, Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, Kyler Murray with the Cardinals, Josh Allen with the Bills. And by the way, Lawrence is already fourth all-time in Jaguars history in passing yards with 11,770 and passing touchdowns with 58. He's 21-31 as a starter, including the playoffs. He led the Jaguars to the AFC South title in 2022, rallied the team from a 27-0 deficit to a 31-30 victory over the Chargers in a wild card playoff game, if you remember that crazy game, before losing to the Chiefs in the divisional playoffs. So congratulations to Trevor Lawrence. The Georgia kid then got his shmoney. But in all seriousness, congratulations to him, man. Good to see a Georgia kid, a local kid, get paid, and hopefully he can lead the Jaguars to some more success. Again, you can say that because, again, he's a Georgia kid, and he's not going to hurt the Falcons none again unless they meet up in the Super Bowl. And if that's the case, then I'm sorry, Trevor. At that point, you got to go down, my brother. But in all seriousness, congratulations to Trevor Lawrence. He gets his big contract. He gets his big deal right before the season starts, and that is good for him. All right, we got some people to get to. We got some callers to get to, so let's go ahead and get to it. Let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number, 404-726-0929. Call me up. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. Let's go ahead and get to it. Let's head out to the lines. We got my boy Danny. He's out there driving, riding around, and getting it. Danny, what's going on, man? How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Danny, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm glad you mentioned all the shout-outs when you got right back, because I meant to ask you. So I was listening to Turtle last night.
Uh-huh.
What is his infatuation with you, my brother?
I don't know. I don't. Usually his show comes on. It's about my bedtime and I'm winding down. You have to inform me. What did Turtle say?
He mentioned you and he's going through your shout outs too. I think he really, really admires you.
Oh, hey, you know, I appreciate it. I'm my turtle as well. That's my guy. So, hey, I love it, man. And, you know, I don't get to a lot. I don't really get to see Turtle a lot. And, Danny, I appreciate the phone call, brother. I don't really get to see Turtle a lot because he's either working on Dukes and Bell, and a lot of times I'm gone by then. Sometimes I'm not gone by then, but a lot of times I'm gone by then. And otherwise, he's working the night show, and I'm definitely gone by the time he gets here. So I don't get to see Turtle a lot. So shout out to my guy Turtle one time for the one time. But appreciate Danny calling up and delivering that message for me. All right, let's continue on. Let's head out to South Fulton where my guy Chief is residing. What's happening, Chief?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Chief.
And you know, if I call on a Friday, I'll come on with a quick hip-hop list.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this day, the top duo that had a culture effect on the whole culture.
Ooh, okay.
It had to be a duo with a culture effect, okay?
Okay.
I had to leave a couple groups out, but hey, you know, this is my list.
Hey, be like
but
that.
I will give an honorable mention to Criss Cross, okay?
Okay.
Let's start off with that. But number five, going to go with Kid and Play. And if you don't know about Kid and Play.
I know about Kid and Play.
There you go. Yeah. House Party, okay? So number four, we're going to go with Outkast.
Yeah. Got to have them in there.
Speaks for itself. Number three, the only women group on this list, Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You know, Salt and Pepper.
Valid.
Hey. Coming up to number two, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Ooh, right. That's a good one. I wouldn't have thought about that one, Chief, because they were a duo for sure, but that's not one that comes like right to your mind. So that's a good pull by you. That's a good pull.
Oh yeah. And the number one, if you can give me a little bumper music sometime this morning with these guys, has to be Run DMC. Tougher than leather.
Yep.
Run DMC, the hat, the Adidas, they just changed the whole culture to get it kicked off. So that's my list this morning.
Man, just Chief. Every morning coming up with a great list, man. That is legit. And the best thing I like about that list, Chief, is I actually know all them people. You know, I didn't grow up listening to them, but I knew about them, and I've gone back and listened to their music. So I know all of them, too, so that makes me happy as well. So shout out to Chief, man, coming up with a great list every single time. All right, real quick, let's get to one more. Let's get to my guy Skip out there riding around in the ATL. What's going on, Skip?
You can have whatever you like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah.
I want to come off this question, sports related, but I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead, man. Fire away.
About you.
Whatever you want.
Hey, check this out. Now, I know you say you play basketball, you know, Tuesdays or whatever.
Yeah.
My question is to you, man, like a two-parter. When you was growing up, who did you emulate or like or follow your game after? You're growing up, and then when you own the court, who are you trying to be like?
That's a great question, Skip. That's a great question. So I grew up, and I fell in love with the game of basketball because of Kobe. Like, that's who I grew up watching. Like, that was my dude, Kobe. Like, Kobe is my guy. He's the reason I fell in love with the game of basketball. So I grew up wanting to play like Kobe. But now the way that my skill set and the way that my height is set up now, you know, I'm a very good shooter. I'm just gonna keep it a buck, you know. I'm fine with the shot. You know, the shot is butter. So nowadays, honestly, I feel like I play a little bit more like a stretch four. Like, I'm gonna get you some rebounds. I'm gonna get you some blocks. But I'm out there shooting too. I'm out there shooting that thing. So who would I say my game is like? I say I'm like a Kevin Love. I'm kind of like a Kevin Love because I can work in the post too. Like, so I'm more like a Kevin Love. You know, so I ain't Kobe. But, you know, I'm Kevin Love, and Kevin Love had a very long career. Kevin Love still playing? I think he's still playing with the Heat, I believe. So, look, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm like a Kevin Love. So, you know, I wanted to be like Kobe, but I'm more like a Kevin Love, Skip.
Okay. Hey, man, you say you play in – where you play on Tuesdays, man? I'm going to come to your game, man.
Hey. Hey, Skip, I would love it if you come to my games. I'll go ahead and put it out there right now for anybody who wants to come through. I play at it's out there in Noonan, Peachtree City. Actually, I think it's more Peachtree City. But it's in like this recreational center out in Kendron. Like, there's not a specific name for it. Skip, I'll have to send you the address, but I'll DM you. And if you want to come to one of my games, I'll let you come to one of my games. Just DM me. Hit me up on Twitter @_DylanMatthews or @_DylanMatthews on Instagram, and I'll send out the address, and I'll do that for y'all if y'all really want to come.
I can tell the morning show what actually really goes on.
Right, right, exactly. You, my brother. You can make them stop the lies. But I appreciate it, Skip, brother.
All right, man.
All right, that's my guy, Skip. Always spreading the love as always. But appreciate all the calls out there. Appreciate Chief giving me another fire list on this Friday. But when we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Triple back in the saddle filling in for Mikey P this morning. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking Atlanta sports is all we do. The morning shift.
Jermaine Dupri. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know what time it is. It's time for you to call me up. 404-726-0929. We do it every single Friday at 540. We call it Grillin' Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, you want to talk about the Braves? Do you feel like they're maybe starting to get back on track? Did yesterday show you anything that made you believe they're getting back on track? Or do you need to see more? You want to talk about the Falcons and the punishment they were handed down, losing the 2025 fifth-round pick, $250,000 fine for the team, $50,000 fine for Terry Fontenot? You want to talk about that? You want to talk about anything sports related, music, movies, life, don't matter. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Next here on Grillin' Dylan, call me up 404-726-0929. Again, that number is 404-726-0929 to get in the game. Grillin' Dylan is next, taking and answering all the questions you may have right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm vanilla, baby.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there. Appreciate you. Help keeping people's pearly white this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers as well, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, UPS drivers, UPS workers, early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I'm going to do one quick NFL headline for you because we already talked about Calais Campbell deciding he's going to sign with the Miami Dolphins. I do need to tell you that another QB done got paid, y'all. Trevor Lawrence has agreed to a five-year, $275 million deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's what a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter yesterday. Contract includes $200 million guaranteed, including $142 million at signing. That is what the source told Schefter. Lawrence received a $37.5 million signing bonus, a source told ESPN as well. The $55 million average salary in Lawrence's deal ties him with the Bengals' Joe Burrow for the top mark in that category in the NFL. Lawrence becomes the sixth quarterback to have an annual salary above $50 million. Jared Goff has $53 million, gets $53 million a year. Charges Justin Herbert gets $52.5 million per year. Lamar Jackson gets $52 million per year. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts, get $51 million per year. And other quarterbacks who average salary tops $50 million is, of course, Patrick Mahomes, who just won his third Super Bowl. He's the next highest paid quarterback. He's actually hasn't hit $50 million. He's going to get his deal reworked, though, so he can get to that $50 million. But he's at $46.339 million per year. Lawrence's new contract also makes him the ninth quarterback with $100 million or more fully guaranteed, joining Deshaun Watson with the Browns, Joe Burrow with the Bengals, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, Jared Goff with the Lions, Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, Kyler Murray with the Cardinals, Josh Allen with the Bills. And by the way, Lawrence is already fourth all-time in Jaguars history in passing yards with 11,770 and passing touchdowns with 58. He's 21-31 as a starter, including the playoffs. He led the Jaguars to the AFC South title in 2022, rallied the team from a 27-0 deficit to a 31-30 victory over the Chargers in a wild card playoff game, if you remember that crazy game, before losing to the Chiefs in the divisional playoffs. So congratulations to Trevor Lawrence. The Georgia kid done got his shmoney. But in all seriousness, congratulations to him, man. Good to see a Georgia kid, a local kid, get paid, and hopefully he can lead the Jaguars to some more success. Again, you can say that because, again, he's a Georgia kid, and he's not going to hurt the Falcons none again unless they meet up in the Super Bowl. And if that's the case, then I'm sorry, Trevor. At that point, you got to go down, my brother. But in all seriousness, congratulations to Trevor Lawrence. He gets his big contract. He gets his big deal right before the season starts, and that is good for him. All right, we got some people to get to. We got some callers to get to, so let's go ahead and get to it. Let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number, 404-726-0929. Call me up. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. Let's go ahead and get to it. Let's head out to the lines. We got my boy Danny. He's out there driving, riding around, and getting it. Danny, what's going on, man? How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Danny, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you mentioned all the shout-outs when you got right back, because I meant to ask you. So I was listening to Turtle last night.
Uh-huh.
What is his infatuation with you, my brother?
I don't know. I don't. Usually, his show comes on. It's about my bedtime, and I'm winding down. You have to inform me. What did Turtle say?
He mentioned you, and he's going through your shout-outs, too. I think he really, really admires you.
Oh, hey, you know, I appreciate it. I'm my turtle as well. That's my guy. So, hey, I love it, man. And, you know, I don't get to a lot. I don't really get to see Turtle a lot. And, Danny, I appreciate the phone call, brother. I don't really get to see Turtle a lot because he's either working on Dukes and Bell, and a lot of times I'm gone by then. Sometimes I'm not gone by then, but a lot of times I'm gone by then. And otherwise, he's working the night show, and I'm definitely gone by the time he gets here. So I don't get to see Turtle a lot. So shout out to my guy Turtle one time for the one time. But appreciate Danny calling up and delivering that message for me. All right, let's continue on. Let's head out to South Fulton where my guy Chief is residing. What's happening, Chief?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Chief.
And you know, if I call on a Friday, I'll come on with a quick hip-hop list.
Hey, let's do it.
So this day, the top duo that had a culture effect on a whole culture.
Ooh, okay.
I had to be a duo with a culture effect, okay?
Okay.
I had to leave a couple groups out, but hey, you know, this is my list.
Hey, be like
but
that.
I will give an honorable mention to Criss Cross, okay?
Okay.
Let's start off with that. But number five, going to go with Kid and Play. And if you don't know about Kid and Play.
I know about Kid and Play.
There you go. Yeah. House Party, okay? So number four, we're going to go with Outkast.
Yeah. Got to have them in there.
Speaks for itself. Number three, the only women group on this list, Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You know, Salt and Pepper.
Valid.
Hey. Coming up to number two, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Ooh, right. That's a good one. I wouldn't have thought about that one, Chief, because they were a duo for sure, but that's not one that comes like right to your mind. So that's a good pull by you. That's a good pull.
Oh, yeah. And the number one, if you can give me a little bumper music sometime this morning with these guys, has to be Run DMC. Tougher than leather.
Yep.
Run DMC, the hat, the Adidas, they just changed the whole culture to get it kicked off. So that's my list this morning.
Man, just Chief. Every morning coming up with a great list, man. That is legit. And the best thing I like about that list, Chief, is I actually know all them people. You know, I obviously I didn't grow up listening to them, but I knew about them and I've gone back and listened to their music. So I know all of them too, so that makes me happy as well. So shout out to Chief, man, coming up with a great list every single time. All right, real quick, let's get to one more. Let's get to my guy Skip out there riding around in the ATL. What's going on, Skip?
You can have whatever you like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah. I want to come off this question, sports related, but I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead, man. Fire away.
About you.
Whatever you want.
Hey, check this out. Now, I know you say you play basketball, you know, Tuesdays or whatever.
Yeah.
My question is to you, man, like a two-parter. When you was growing up, who did you emulate or like or follow your game after? You're growing up, and then when you own the court, who are you trying to be like?
That's a great question, Skip. That's a great question. So I grew up, and I fell in love with the game of basketball because of Kobe. Like, that's who I grew up watching. Like, that was my dude, Kobe. Like, Kobe is my guy. He's the reason I fell in love with the game of basketball. So I grew up wanting to play like Kobe. But now the way that my skill set and the way that my height is set up now, you know, I'm a very good shooter. I'm just gonna keep it a buck, you know. I'm fine with the shot. You know, the shot is butter. So nowadays, honestly, I feel like I play a little bit more like a stretch four. Like, I'm gonna get you some rebounds. I'm gonna get you some blocks. But I'm out there shooting too. I'm out there shooting that thing. So who would I say my game is like? I say I'm like a Kevin Love. I'm kind of like a Kevin Love because I can work in the post too. Like, so I'm more like a Kevin Love. You know, so I ain't Kobe. But, you know, I'm Kevin Love, and Kevin Love had a very long career. Kevin Love still playing? I think he's still playing with the Heat, I believe. So, look, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm like a Kevin Love. So, you know, I wanted to be like Kobe, but I'm more like a Kevin Love, Skip.
Okay. Hey, man, so you say you play in – where you play on Tuesdays, man? I'm going to come to your game, man.
Hey.
Hey, you know, you let the call us come to your game, man.
Hey, Skip, I will love it if you come to my games. I'll go ahead and put it out there right now for anybody that wants to come through. I play at it's out there in Noonan, Peachtree City. Actually, I think it's more Peachtree City. But it's in like this recreational center out in Kendron. Like, there's not a specific name for it. Skip, I'll have to send you the address, but I'll DM you. And if you want to come to one of my games, I'll let you come to one of my games. Just DM me. Hit me up on Twitter @_DylanMatthews or @_DylanMatthews on Instagram, and I'll send out the address, and I'll do that for y'all if y'all really want to come.
I can tell the morning show what actually really goes on.
Right, exactly. You, my brother. You can make them stop the lies, but I appreciate it, Skip, brother.
All right, man.
All right, that's my guy, Skip. Always spreading the love as always, but appreciate all the calls out there. Appreciate Chief giving me another fire list on this Friday. But when we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Triple back in the saddle filling in for Mikey P this morning. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift. Right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking Atlanta sports is all we do. The morning shift.
Jermaine Dupri.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.